Is it Cartoon Macaroon here? And I am in something called Little Space today. And we're gonna do something new and different. We're gonna do some paper crafts. I already made a little strawberry milk carton and a little gift box with a strawberry cake inside. And it's all pastel pink and the paper is really cute. And this final paper craft is a little cat box. So it's like a little 3D cat. I really like kitties. And my printer messed up a little bit while printing it, so I'm going to color it first. I have my color pencils here. It's a calico cat, so I need orange. That's a little bit too bright of it. I have multiple oranges. Let's see here. Oh, this could work. I should have picked it out before I started recording. Do I have black? I think I have black. Yes, I do. Okay. I got pink and orange, little bit of yellow, and black. And I should give me a color palette of this little calico kitty. Oh, and by the way, I'm gonna post all of my arts and crafts in the Reddit post, so you can see it. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you a story while I color this. When I was in kindergarten, there was this fad going on called Bratz, and I really liked it because there is this magazine, like this little magnetic paper doll thing that my mom got me. And I did a whole bunch of fashion stuff with it. I like mixed and matched a bunch of stuff and it was really cool. And then that inspired me to print out these things called paper dolls where you folded and decorated your own little dolls that you printed out. It was really cool. And that was really, really big. And I always easily lost them though because it was paper. And paper is really delicate. It's really hard to take care of, but I'm gonna try my best to take care of these because they're really cute and pretty. And I'm really proud of the work I did for them. And because, I'm coloring out all of the black patches first because it just makes sense. Okay, now I need to do the pink, because the pink overweighs the orange a little bit, and I just want to make sure I get it. It's not completely covering up the lines, the printer color lines, but it'll do. It's like a stripey kitty. Like a striped polka dot kitty with patches. It's all types of kitty. It just doesn't, can't make up its mind of what type of printed fur it has. And get the little cheek blushies. Okay. Now, for the orange, now I am a little bit nervous about coloring because I don't have the exact shade of orange it needs. But I'm going to just go for it because, you know, I don't want to overthink it. Overthinking is bad. And I don't want to overthink while in world space because it's bad for me. And it's bad for you, too. So don't overthink. We're just here to have fun. I like fun. Let's see here. I'm trying to do this as fast as I can because I want to cut this out and fold it. And that'll take even longer. And I don't have a lot of patience, to be honest. I've never been a really patient person. I'm really super hyper, but I've gotten better at it. I'm trying to think of what else I could talk about. Oh, I have a juice pack here. It's grape. Yummy. Okay. I'm coloring as fast as I can. I want to say, it's been really stressful here in real life lately. There's a lot of bad things going on. And it's just really important for us to have fun. I've been taking care of my kitties. I have 3 kitties. And they're getting rambunctious. I think it's because they like being naughty sometimes. It's okay. I like being naughty too sometimes. It's okay. But they're really fun to take care of and I love them a lot. Okay, I think I'm done coloring. Now for the scissors. I'm going to try my best not to hurt myself, because that'd be bad. Careful. Careful, careful. Here we go. Get that. And a little bit. Here we go. Okay. I'm trying really hard. Okay. Is this gonna be a really big foldy project? All of my other ones were really, really tiny. But this one pointed out to be really, really big. And it really surprised me, to be honest. Excuse me, I hiccuped. Okay. No, don't fall on me yet, crinkly paper. Ah, here we go. What is your favorite animal? Mine is the kitty, because I like the meow sound. But I'm actually allergic to cats. I have to take an allergy medicine so I can be near my cats. But I really like them. They're really fluffy. I want to find some sort of animal that makes a really cute sound and is fluffy and I can hold them, but they won't be really loud or annoying or high-pitched. I like Pomeranians. They're really fluffy, but they're really annoying when they don't stop barking. Barking I don't like. I don't like barking. It's really loud. I like snakes. And that's really surprising for me to say while I'm in world space. But I do. I like snakes. I really like guinea pigs. They're so tiny and fluffy. I like the little squeaks that they make. The little beep 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 beep. And I like bunny rabbits. I watched a bunny rabbit video today all about bunny behavior. And it was really cute. It got me to draw a bunny. I like to draw a lot too. I'm an artist. I wish I didn't have my allergy to cats, because I honestly think they're perfection. I like their little paws. I like the little toe beans. That's what the internet calls them, white little toe beans. I think they're really cute, and they're fun to play with. Okay, I got the main part of it cut out, but there's multiple parts to it. I got the body of the cat, and right here is the little tail, and then I have two little paws to cut out. And I'm gonna glue them onto the thing. I have craft glue, and it's really easy to use, but it can get really goopy. I don't like goopy stuff. I don't understand everyone's obsession with slime. I can, like, watch it. But I don't like the texture of it. It's really cold and goopy. I really like watching it, though, because the sounds is nice. The little, like, the crunchy ones, those are nice. I just would prefer to bake cookies or something instead of make slime. Because at least you can eat the cookies. And you can make the cookies pretty too. You can put sprinkles in them. And frosting. I love frosting. And I love pink cookies. Or anything pink, really. Really, I'm just a big old pink connoisseur. Is that a word? Connoisseur. I'm a connoisseur of pink. Yes. There was this book series I used to read where it was like they were like princesses of a certain color, and then their entire book would be that color. It was so cool. And the first one was the Princess of Pink, and it was funny because it had the same name as my little sister, the main character. But on the back of it, it had a recipe for a pink sandwich. And I made it a lot because I wanted to pretend I was a pink princess too. I still do pretend I'm a pink princess because it's fun. But the sandwich was strawberry, jelly, and cream cheese. And it was really fun. It was an acquired taste. It was something you get used to. Because there wasn't really much you could put in it other than the cream cheese and jelly. Because it was so overpowered. But, like, if you paired them up with some strawberry milk, it was perfection. Yes. Recently, though, I've been drinking a lot of strawberry milk because I got strawberry syrup. And I really love strawberry syrup. You could put it on anything and it just make it magically pink. Or wet, depending on what it is. But anyway, it's been kind of making my tummy upset, and I don't know why. I might be just drinking too much milk. Is there such a thing as too much milk? I don't know. I might be lactose intolerant, but I don't think so. Okay, I cut out all of the parts And now for the main event, folding and gluing. Yay! This is a calico cat, and I really like calico cats because I just think the colors are really pretty. And one of my kitties is actually a calico cat. And, well, not really. She has like the calico colors, but she's a long hair. But it's okay, because she's really cute. And she's really fluffy. Her fur is kind of looks like a lion's mane. When I'm bored, sometimes I like to make the meow sound. I could meow now. Okay, hang on. Meow. 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 Here we go. Meow. Okay. Anyway, I need to concentrate. This is the most important part. I am folding the cat's future. The cat's future is in my hands. Meow. Ah. Is it really difficult to fold sometimes because the big lines kind of make it difficult to see where exactly to fold it so it can be aligned? I think I got it. I'm gonna readjust it a little bit. Ah, well, here we go. And gonna adjust it a little here. It's really important to make sure it aligns because otherwise it might get a bit messy. And I don't want it to be messy. I want it to be nice and neat and pretty. Okay. And, oh, I forgot to cut something. No. Hang on, I gotta cut it. Snip, snippy, snip, snip. Here we go. Okay. I hope that you guys will like it, cause I'm putting a lot of hard work into this one. This is my biggest project yet. The kitty of my dreams. I really like Russian blue kitties, by the way. I want to go back to talking about cat breeds, because I know a lot about cat breeds, even though I'm allergic to cats. I really like Russian blues because they're really pretty, and they have big green eyes, and they're hypoallergenic. And that means, that's a big word that means that, oh, people who are allergic to kitties could probably like them because they don't have the allergy stuff that makes them, like, allergic. Trying to fold this. Gotta fold it just right, otherwise it might mess up, and I don't want to mess up. I'm not gonna mess up. It's okay. I believe in myself. Okay. Okay. This part might need to be snipped a little bit to swim it down to get it. Okay, I'm gonna do that real quick. I I told you the outlines were sometimes not very clear. Snip. Snip. It's okay though. It's not your fault, fair viewer. I should call you by something maybe. I don't know. I'm just gonna keep folding. Okay, fine. I'll say it. It's not your fault, Daddy. There we go. I'm sure that made somebody happy. I'll go ahead and say the other thing. It's not your fault, Mommy. There we go. Yay! Okay. Now for the hot part. I have to glue the pieces together to make sure that they stay together. Because otherwise it's just going to mess up. And I don't want that. Nobody wants that. This is a special project and it shan't be messed up if it's the last thing I do. My glue is starting to run out. Uh-oh. That's not good. Okay. Let's see here. Shake. Yep. Woo! That was a little bit, a lot of glue. No. I don't want to. Oh, no. I got it. Oh, it's messy. It's okay. It's okay, I got it. Oh, it's okay. Oh. Here we go. Fold. Okay. I gotta get this part. Whoa. Originally, I was going to drink strawberry milk during this video because I've been drinking it a lot, but my tummy said no. But that's okay. Okay, I'm holding the pieces together that I glued together so it can dry properly. Okay. I got one more. Two more pots to glue, and then I'll be able to glue on the paws and the tail. And then I'll be done. I really think arts and crafts is something that's really important to do every now and again, especially if you like doing it. Because it helps you grow and helps you learn what you're good at. If you're good at arts and crafts, that's awesome. But if you don't like it, it's okay. And it can just help you learn how to do it better. Because everybody needs to learn how to do some things better sometimes. I know I need to get better at doing math, but math can go suck a poo. I'm sorry, but it's true. I hate math. But I think everybody has a little bit of creativity that they could show to the world. And it's important to know how to express yourself. Hang on, I'm gonna drink a juice pack. Okay. I got the cat box, and now I have to glue the tail on. Which shouldn't be difficult, it's just a little tail. I mean, come on. I've always really loved cute stuff. when I was a kid, and even now, because it helps me express myself, and that's just how I express myself. But there are tons of different ways you can learn how to express yourself and make yourself happy. Not everybody can just play a whole bunch of video games for forever. I know I'm not good at video games, but there's a lot of people who use that to express themselves. I'm not sure how, because technically you don't make anything other than achievements. I don't know. My point is, find your passion. My passion is cute things and arts and crafts. Because it's really fun. And I really like cute stuff. It makes me happy. And as long as it makes you happy, and that's all that matters. I got the paws. Well, I got the front paws and I got the tail. Oh, I gotta make sure the paws are even. Oh, come on. I gotta make sure it's nice and even. Okay. And then the little black paws. He gotta be weighing on his belly. That's silly. I should probably name this cat. I don't know. Maybe I can leave it up to you guys. Yeah, comment. In the comments, what I should name the kitty, because the kitty needs a name. I like to think it might be a boy, but maybe it's a girl, or maybe it could be neither. I don't know. It's up to you. Oh, I should say my little name. I never send my little name. Well, technically, you should just call me by my username, Cartoon Macaroon. Yeah, I don't need a second name. I guess I can. Okay, my little space name is Candy. Because why not? Okay, it's done. It's really cute. And I'm really proud of myself. And this, along with the milk carton and the little gift box with the little strawberry cake inside, is the perfect treats for the kitty. Yay! Okay, everybody. It was really nice talking to you and meeting you. And I hope you guys like this, and maybe we can play again together some other time. It's Cartoon Macaroon signing out. Bye-bye!